The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
On today's edition of The K Jazz Show, we're honored to welcome a drummer whose rhythm speaks across borders. And of course, he is the incredible Ofri Nehemia, born into a rich musical family environment in Israel and is known for his deep sensitivity behind the kit. Of course, Ofri has carved out space for himself on some of the world's most influential stages, collaborating with artists such as Avishai Koren, Shai Maestro, and Odette Zir. And of course, with a new album that explores both ancestral echoes and modern soundscapes, Ofri joins us for a heartfelt conversation as he connects with us, you know, and his South African audiences for the very first time. Welcome, Ofri. We're thrilled to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a big pleasure and an honor to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, you know, for joining us, you know, this Sunday. Let's start, you know, in the beginning. Growing up in a musical household, what first drew you to the drum? You know, and how did jazz become the heartbeat or maybe the voice of your expression?
All my family members are musicians. So my dad is a drummer. My mom is a singer, and my older sister is also a singer. And so I kind of was born into it. I was growing up with instruments, you know, and drums. I had a natural attraction to it. So basically, just from, you know, videos, I don't even remember that, but I remember like my parents just putting me on the chair, you know, my legs wouldn't even reach the floor, and I would just start drumming. And slowly with the time, I started playing time and playing along with music and stuff. And then about the age of 5 or 6, I started reaching with my legs to the floor. So I had kind of to close the gap between my hands and my legs. But basically, I kind of, you know, I started when I was really young, and I was exposed to all types of music. Since my parents are musicians, either radio or like pop Israeli or American music, and also like stuff that's a little bit more complex, some fusion and jazz and like all sorts of stuff that my parents liked to listen to. So I got a rich musical background in terms of like, you know, absorbing music around me.
And you've worked with some of the most forward-thinking, you know, voices in jazz today. Having mentioned Avishai Koren and Odette Zir, you know, what do you look for in a collaborator? And how do those relationships, you know, I suppose, shape your playing? And what are some of the highlights of those collaborations?
Every musical collaboration has its own nature and its own strengths. I would say some people concentrate on more through composed music. Some of them play stuff that's more just like being in the moment and improvising. But ultimately, the things that they always connect to are melody, presence, and, you know, empathy. There is some kind of empathy in music, especially with people, either sidemen or band leaders that I work with, that I feel like that as musicians, not only as like composers, but when we're on stage together, there's this sort of empathy while playing, listening, like being very attentive and careful and just 100% present while, you know, playing your truth, putting it out there on stage. And on another hand, just being able to listen and be flexible and like create together. But in terms of composers, you know, I like a really good blend of melody, groove, and harmony. You know, the good old scenario.
In case you've just joined us on the show, we're spending time with drummer Ofri Nehemia, who has marked himself, you know, as one of the most prominent Israeli drummers in the global jazz scene. He stopped by the Sunday, you know, to introduce himself to the South African listeners and, of course, the appreciators of jazz here on the show. Now, Ofri, your drumming is deeply intuitive and melodic. And I suppose, how do you balance the technical mastery with emotional storytelling in your compositions?
Oof, you know, first of all, I'll take it as a compliment. I appreciate it. More than that, it's how I do it. It's hard to say. I believe, and not to be cliche, but I believe the way you play kind of reflects who you are as a person. And of course, you know, you channel some things through playing, and sometimes things can be different between them. But ultimately, I always try to kind of minimize the distance between the two. And I feel like the more I grow up and evolve with my emotional journey and my emotional growth and musical growth, they just go together. So the mixture between them is kind of the nature for me of like being more accurate and more like being able to be more like fine. And in the other hand, just being more empathetic and more sensitive to the situation, like being like trusting myself more in terms of like just doing what I want to do, sometimes take the lead and express. And also like I feel like as I grow older, like I also learn how many more layers we have in life in terms of emotions and in terms of like socially, musically. So the mixture between like the accuracy and like the technical part is just like, I guess the more I grow up, the more tools I gain, if I just practice technically. Or sometimes I feel like me today, even if technically necessarily I didn't, you know, improve in terms of like the speed that I play, I feel like I'm able to be more fine with what I'm trying to do. So I choose my notes more carefully, or I'm able to play them more accurately.
You know, let's talk about Time Traveler, your debut project. What inspired this latest body of work, and what themes and stories were you perhaps exploring, you know, during this creation?
The story of Time Traveler, so oftentimes, in this case too, your debut record contains songs that have been, you know, piled up for a while, and then your second record, you know, it's like stuff that's more recent. But in this case with Time Traveler, I would say that most of the songs on the record are more than 10 years old. So I do have more music, I do have other projects that I bring my original music to, but those songs are like some of the first songs that I've written. Some of them are slightly newer, but most of them are 10 years old or more. And for me, these are compositions that I told myself, like, I want to release before moving on to newer stuff, because they're very close to my heart, and I felt like I want to present them and give them the right stage to shine. And because I believe in them, even though they're old, I still connect to them. And the whole story of this name, Time Traveler, part of, like, you know, time, drums, like the musical aspect of time, just like...
That's right.
It's me playing the old stuff through my like newest operating system, playing like the old games, you know. It's just like me with my emotional growth and like musicianship that just deepened with the years, playing the stuff that I wanted to present first. And that's why it's like traveling through time, like for me reflecting on my younger self and like my older compositions. And also there is that's more metaphorical, but I felt like a lot of the songs for me had some connotation of space and like space travel, and like Time Traveler has this mystical, you know, a connotation, and I liked all of those aspects. But mainly the fact that I'm traveling through time to today playing those compositions that I've written 10 years ago or more.
Ofri, jazz is often, you know, a reflection of a place and time. And I want you to reflect with us, you know, your how was your journey from Tel Aviv, you know, to New York global stages? How has that you know, influenced your sound and your identity as a musician? That's important.
Wow, that's a really good question. It's also fun to answer because it I'm kind of, you know, refreshing my memories around like the actual progress. And I would say I was very lucky. Even before I moved to New York at the age of 22, that was like 2016, I had the chance and the privilege of playing with some of the greatest musicians around that taught me a lot. Like you said, Avishai Cohen or Eli DeGibri or some other like local musicians, like Avishai Cohen, the trumpet player. Mm. And I was relatively young, and that gave me that kind of, you know, made me grow up much faster in a younger age. And like being able to play with musicians that are much better than you and much more experienced is just, you know, the fastest way to get better and to mature. And so I was lucky enough to do that. But even so, I remember a friend of mine that moved to New York like a year or two before me told me like, you don't really understand. You'll rediscover drums when you move to New York. And I was like, of course, a lot of the people that I really admire live there, but I did not really understand what he's talking about. But when I moved there and like I heard the local accent or like the local fire and the energies and the sound of the drummers and their approach to music, it was such a slap in the face. You know, it was like the biggest lesson of my life. I remember the first year I went out and saw so many shows, and until today, you know, I get kicked hard. You know, it's like, damn, I need to go and practice. And I remember the first year was like realizing that I don't know nothing. Of course I know, and I did stuff and I toured, but it was kind of like a reminder that, damn, there is so much to learn, so much to explore, so much to achieve also. But just in terms of inspiration and like, you know, understanding how music is, how rich it is and how every drummer is different, and like just understanding that, seeing all my idols play like night after night, understanding that I can't be this or I can't be that, I better try and be what I am, because you know all of us are influenced by the greats, and there is a big difference between being influenced and go through somebody to trying to be somebody. And this was like the biggest lesson, one of the biggest lessons in New York, just watching all the great contemporary drummers and understanding like, I'm not gonna be that, and I want to take that and let it go through me, or I want to go through that but channel out, maybe channel my influences out, but not necessarily be them.
You're listening to The KJ Show with myself, Marco T, and we are in the company of jazz drummer Ofri Nehemia, and reflecting on his journey as a musician, his creative process, and ultimately leading to the debut release of his project, Time Traveler. And throughout our conversation, you and I have been listening to some of these compositions, including some of the collaborative projects that he has been a part of exclusively here on the show. Now, speaking of influences, you know, Ofri, South Africa has a rich legacy of rhythm and improvisation. You know, what excites you most about connecting with the local jazz audiences here and possibly future collaborations? Tell us about some of the music that you've been able to, you know, connect with, and who are some of your, I suppose, favorite artists that you've picked up from here?
I can say that during last summer, I had the chance of like hanging out and share musical experience with Lumaniano Mzi. Oh, which yes. is a great drummer, great person, one of my favorite humans.
Yes.
And he's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And like, there's something about the energy, about like the positivity, just like he is projecting. And I assume like it has a lot to do with the culture and with, you know, just the DNA of the South culture, that I was really charmed by that.
And finally, you know, if there's one feeling of or message that you want, or you hope the people, you know, from the people take away, I guess, from listening to your album, what would that be?
The message or what I hope they take from it, I would say I hope they connect to my honesty, like musical honesty, and I hope they find the rhythm and the young spirit I tried to bring out there, you know, with alongside the band, which is magical, people that I are dear friends of mine and that I love. And you know, I kind of try to create an homage of myself. Basically, you know, this is what I compose. This is how I play it. I try to be positive. I try to bring like nice and beautiful melodies and some like, you know, I like sophistication in terms of harmony, but I like being kind of honest and direct with what I do. And alongside the fact that it is complex, some of the stuff is, you know, maybe rich or not simple in terms of meters or harmony, I try really to be coherent and not go around and be like foggy or like mysterious. It's just what it is, and I try to be to shine basically and be a light in this world and kind of project love and what I, you know, what I think is beauty. You know, it's very personal, but just to put something out there that people find positive and uplifting and groovy, and that makes their day just a little bit better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you so much for taking a moment to do time travel with us, you know, and share your story and the music. And of course, we look forward to hearing more of you, and as you know, you take jazz on different directions, you know, and expressions. And of course, we'll be right there behind you, you know, following every step of the way here on the K-Jazz Show. And possibly one of the days you'll be announcing a trip to South Africa, and we'll be right there to capture the moment,
I wish.
It out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be my pleasure. I hope I'll be there soon, and I hope to meet you in person in the near future. And thank you so much for having me. That has been very fun talking through all those points.
Oh man, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. He is Israeli-born New York-based drummer of Ofri Nehemia, and of course, he was on the K-Jazz Show.